Water is easily taken for granted. One of the issues I keep returning to as someone passionately committed to the well-being of our environment is to continually question what others seem to take too much for granted. How much water have we got? And how much of that can we actually use? How much have we spoilt? And to what extent can the natural processes in the environment repurify water that's been polluted or contaminated? It would be difficult to exaggerate the importance of water to the continuation of life on Earth. Water exploitation and effective water resource management underpin all forms of life. Life simply cannot survive without water. Fortunately, water is relatively plentiful as a resource, though not universally so. If we look critically at the hydrological cycle, then we might get a better appreciation of why water, although abundant on a global scale, is not always available when and where we want it. Rainfall patterns are variable, as are amounts which are intercepted by vegetation and absorbed and held in the ground. River flow can be erratic and significantly out of step with amounts as required by homes and industry. Seawater is too high in salts for direct use. Natural ecological systems have been forced to adapt to all these factors or have perished. Our technological ability has enormously facilitated our own adaptation, but not universally. And here too, failure is met by the same inevitable fate. As the lifeblood of our living planet, we should in future give water a lot more respect than we seem to have done in the past. We cannot readily access water held in the form of snow and ice, and neither do we wish for it to melt because of the devastating effect on sea levels. We can build more artificial stores for water in the form of reservoirs, but typically not without detriment to the natural ecology of the areas where they are built. It's perhaps unfortunate that there is a growing demand for building more such artificial infrastructures, with further ecological damage. We use natural watercourses for effluent transport, again often at substantial environmental cost. And we can overuse water for irrigation, producing degradation of previously fertile areas. The oceans of the world are enormous and contain billions of tons of water and characteristic life forms, but over-exploitation of many fish and marine mammals is destroying oceanic food chains, and spill and wastage discharge are creating havoc in many coastal areas. Freshwater ecosystems are some of the most fragile. They require a constant throughput of water and are easily polluted. We must surely stop pollution and help the self-cleaning actions of water systems while there's still a chance. We would be foolish not to. This all seems so very self-evident to me, but I fear that people who share my views are still a minority.